Prison drug business, high risk, higher pay. If you ever wonder why people get into the risky illegal drug business, the answer is simple. The pay can be good, very good. Even when a major drug dealer goes to prison, there's a lot of business that can be done there, thanks to some cooperative prison officials who themselves become quite rich in the process. Just how rich is now becoming clear as police continue their crackdown on the prison drug trade. Yesterday, police arrested a recently sacked Nakhonsi Thammarat prison warder, seizing assets worth more than 14 million baht, suspected to have been acquired using drug money. Dattapon Raya, 37, was detained along with his wife, Phunruji Raya, 36, and Sakkao Duan Tipkao, 25, who was allegedly hired by the couple to open bank accounts to receive money from the sale of illicit drugs, local police said. The suspects were wanted by the Office of the Narcotics Control Bureau for alleged involvement in the drug trade. Mr. Nattapon was dismissed as a warder several weeks ago over his alleged role in helping prison inmates in the drug trade. Police seized from Mr. Nattapon a townhouse worth 1.6 million baht, a house worth 3.4 million baht, three vehicles worth more than 3.5 million baht, three bank accounts with about 6 million baht in them, some weapons, and expensive furniture. The assets were seized in different locations in Kanom, Huasai, Chuang, and Muang districts connected to Mr. Nattapon, by a combined team of Nakhonsi Thammarat Police and ONCB officers.